Michael McMahon, the superintendent of the Fort Vermilion School Division, joins us on the line right now. I guess, first of all, Mike, thanks for taking the time to join us here today.
Yeah, you bet.
Main thing I wanted to talk about here today is we know the province is going to be coming down with some changes in the next little bit on education, specifically around things of the sexual health and, you know, opting in and instead of opting out, all sorts of things happening around some of that. I guess, first of all, kind of what's kind of been sort of the Fort Vermilion to the school division sort of reaction to all of this potentially coming down?
Yeah, actually, for us, we really do believe in an informed consent with parents. And so opting in is by far the preferred method for us. So we don't actually see a big change coming from the Fort Vermilion School Division. We want parents to be informed on what their kids are learning. And when topics are sensitive, we want them to give permission to it. Opting out is by default, and maybe some parents aren't aware of what they're learning in sensitive topics. And so we 100% want our parents to be informed, and then they can choose for themselves. Maybe there's certain things that they teach at home that they want to keep within the family unit rather than it just coming from a different source, which is, we respect that. And for us, our ultimate stakeholder in the business is our parents. And so we want to ensure that they are making the right choices for their kids the way they want to.
And I know the province and Education Minister Dimitris Nikolaitis has talked about trying to get some consultations happening with different school boards around the province regarding some of the changes here. Have you guys been in a conversation with the minister as well as part of this?
Yeah, actually, both at College of Alberta School Superintendents, we've been in conversations, as well as our school board has been in consultations at the Alberta School Boards Association. So there's been a number of opportunities for engagement with different bodies and with the ministry directly around the changes that are coming. Those even started last year. And so I think everyone's just anticipating what it will actually look like and how it will roll out. But I think for parents, if you have children and you know what it's like being a parent, I think it's great that we're really putting them as the forefront in terms of decisions. And the more we can get parents involved in education, the better the system becomes.
Another thing I've seen come out of this recently, I believe it's the Alberta Teachers Association had some questions being asked about what kind of sort of details sort of being provided for the teachers that have to, I guess, teach some of this new material, if you will. Has there been any talk around that with some of the teachers up there?
Yeah, so we've talked a lot about what it means for a resource to be approved. We don't quite know all the details of how a resource is going to be approved, but any third-party resources have to be approved through Alberta Education, which typically that's how curriculum is done anyway, is that we have resources that are on a list that we can use to teach. So it's actually a good safeguard around making sure that the resource is actually covering what it should cover and not some other sort of distracting from the actual objectives in the curriculum. So we've definitely talked about that. We don't necessarily have the details around that. And I think the other thing that's really important is, like, in the Teacher Profession Act and the Teacher Code of Conduct, actually, the one part in there says that, you know, that teachers could be charged under the Professional Code of Conduct and reported to the Teachers Commission if they take ideological advantage of a student, which is 1C in the Professional Code of Conduct, which is really important. So the more parents we can have involved and a say in what their children are learning, it really safeguards and protects teachers from, you know, crossing the line when they shouldn't be.
And no, you've talked quite a bit about sort of the involvement of having the parents as part of this. How do you feel that some of the parents of students up in the Fort Vermilion School Division, how do you think they're going to be able to sort of adopt to all of these changes?
I think at first it's just a different way of doing it, where, you know, permission slips are going to come home, and if a permission slip isn't signed for opting in, whether that is for, you know, say a health class, or whether it's even for one of our schools, we offer religion, in which we get parents to sign off. So it might be a little bit cumbersome that if a note doesn't go home or that sort of thing, or the child didn't bring it home, it's a quick phone call to say, hey, did you see the note? If not, the note will be coming home today. Can you make your choice of whether you want your child in or not? I think our parents up here will be very happy that they have, they know exactly what's going on when they send their kid to school.
Should be interesting to see what all comes out of that. Mike McMahon, Superintendent of the Fort Vermilion School Division. Thanks for joining us here today.
Yeah, you bet. Take care.